88.5 KPLU presents Bird Note. Bird Note from Seattle Audubon.
Hello? Hey, what's up, man? Where are you?
Do you own a cell phone? Many of us couldn't do without one, and consequently cell phone towers are popping up all around. Because these tall towers stretch high above surrounding trees and buildings, they sometimes offer perfect nesting sites for osprey, large brown and white birds of prey. These two ospreys are calling near their nest, which they made by placing large sticks atop just one such cell tower. Ospreys migrate to our area from Mexico and Central America and nest later than resident raptors such as bald eagles and red-tailed hawks. During August, the young ospreys are still being fed by parents and flapping around their nest, stretching their wings. Some cell tower owners have been less than pleased that these avian squatters have selected their expensive penthouse suites for nesting. However, under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, osprey nests are protected, even if located on cell towers. The ospreys can continue their nesting cycle undisturbed. You can communicate with us anytime, day or night, when you come to the birdnote.org website. We're ready to answer your questions about birds and birding. I'm Frank Corrado for Seattle Audubon, connecting people with birds and nature.